I love how every decade has a kind of an emotional weather to it. Like the 80s and the 90s felt particularly innocent. Maybe that's because I was a kid and I hadn't lived long enough. And then there's the 2000s where everything started to change and you could feel it get more intense just up until recently. I remember asking one of my favourite artists, was it always like this? And he was in his 70s at the time, a couple of years ago, and he says, no, it's really different. It's like a terrible time to be alive, he basically said. And this is a dude who was kind of the social barometer of Melbourne for decades and hailed as a living national treasure at one point. And he told me that, the last few years has been fucking awful. And I think about that, the emotional weather of times, and how you can feel goodness in the air, you can feel evil in the air. There's something else going on. There's a weather that's just beyond the sight of our focus, and that kind of intrigues me. The vibe of something, not the facts and all that sort of shit, but the collection of all that shit. The piles up until it creates kind of a stench or a perfume or whatever it is that us humans create that translates into vibe and we all catch it. It's like you can feel between Christmas and New Year's how everyone's doing nothing at the same time and you can feel there's an energy in the air that's relaxing because the unseen crowds are all relaxing at the same time across the world, and you can feel how the energy just lowers. You can feel it. And so there is that energy is sort of... I'm sounding fucking woo-woo bullshit. Sounding like a New Age healer or some shit. But it's true. You can feel that weird energy that passes like on a Sunday, the cliff's edge of a Sunday night. Or a Monday. Like, there's this new thing where entrepreneurs will go, if you hate your Mondays, or no, if you're looking forward to your Fridays, then you're in the wrong job. But that's kind of ignoring the fact that everyone's relaxing on a Friday. The energy in the air on a Friday, you can feel it. Even if you love your job, you can feel that you want to relax on a Friday because everyone's doing it at the same time. And so, yeah, it's that collective energy in the air that as an artist or a writer or whoever you are or what I try to do, you have to pick up on that weird energy that's floating around. And you get better at it as you get older, I think. I think we're the best at it as kids before the age of 8. And as soon as we can distinguish between dream and reality, then it's out. Then we sort of we learn a lot of bullshit, and we sort of our third eye is blinded, spray painted with black. But yeah, you can pick it up again. You can slowly relearn. It's like it's broken out of you as a teenager, and then you learn to repair that intuition, that those antennas that you pick up on shit across the world. But it made me think about just goodness and evil in the air. And I read The Exorcist recently, and that's, for me, it was amazing because it talked about those weird energies that we feel. And I wish I had the book on me, I'd quote from it. But yeah, goodness and evil, and how you can feel those energies going around, like the endless narcissism in our culture at the moment that's almost normalized to the kids. Anyone under 35, it's just normal. But I remember as a kid, this would be like, holy shit, what are these fucking crazy ass narcissists doing? But at the same time, being an artist, we're kind of periscoping. Well, I am. I'm basically periscoping the world by looking through my belly button, navel gazing. And yeah, I love The Exorcist. The Exorcist, it was just a reminder of those vibes and how important they are, and how science kind of reduces everything, explains the magic away. It turns everything into facts and bullshit, and it ignores the vibes of things. I feel like poetry is always centuries ahead and science is always playing an endless catch-up game. And perhaps poetry is always playing a catch-up game to spirituality or something like that. Because spirituality, poetry and art, music, etc., then science. I get that a lot of us is kind of split into two camps. A lot of people who just love, just worship science. And we're in the era of science is our religion. Art is disrespected. Intuition is disrespected. We want everything solved. We want the answers now. There's more exclamation marks in the world than question marks. There's a mystery that's kind of gone. And I even, when I lose my car keys, I'm like, yes, thank you. Thank you for the mystery of the missing car keys life. I crave even the smallest kind of mystery. And maybe that's why art has gotten so bad. Now we're looking for mystery in true crime. Maybe that's why true crime is all just so fucking incredibly popular. Unfortunately, serial killers aren't making enough content these days since DNA came in the 80s. Oh well. Yeah, I love The Exorcist because it was a reminder that there are bigger things at play. And I remember taking a psychedelic DMT trip back in 2010, and an angel landed behind me. And at one point, something told me that God and the devil exist, they're real, and they're two sides of the same coin. And I remember waking up the next day and something told me that trees were angels in a world of evil. And there were other things I learned from it. This earth is a semi kind of hell realm. And this is stuff that, like, I just went, okay, fair enough, whatever. But I believed it, and it felt like facts without them being facts. It didn't feel like some kind of a dream that I had, and then I could just like play with it at arm's length. It felt like knowledge that I can't reverse. I can't unknow that. I can't back out of that. It's something that I know. And sometimes I reflect on it 15 years later. Irreversibly made me think, yeah, God and the devil are actually real. There is evil in the world. There is goodness in the world. I don't know what to do with that, but it somehow maybe sort of infuses the shit that I write and the stuff that I make, how I think slightly, maybe. Yeah, it's all real. I remember at one point, on that same sort of stuff, I could talk to trees. You could telepathically communicate with trees. And a tree that I was talking to told me I was trespassing. And I thought that was interesting. It's like I wasn't good enough to be hanging out on that plane of reality or existence at whatever that parallel universe was. But poetry got me there before I took any of that stuff back in the day. Poetry was able to open that door for me. What it once could, now that door's kind of closed because I can see how the poets, what buttons they're pushing and the levers they're pulling. And I can see how it's the formula of a poem, no matter how good it is, it's hard for words to surprise me. And that's why I love writing. It actually gets harder. The more I write, the harder it gets. The more I have to dig for a good idea. But those ideas, when they turn up, are magic. Yeah, The Exorcist was amazing. It got a little bit repetitive in the end. As a book that I read, there was some passages that really beautifully kind of elevated that cosmic horror, that other world that exists in this reality, and it was beautiful. If you look on Goodreads, there's something like 240 something quotes people have excavated from the book. Anyway, if you'd like to leave a review for this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or comment on YouTube, where I'm also doing a video of this, I'd love that.